In this bulletin, a warning over smart cars being used to facilitate domestic abuse. Donald Trump says the latest deal proposal could likely end war in Ukraine. And in athletics, high jumper Nicola Olislagers is the second ever Aussie to be recognised at the World Athletics Awards. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Camille Bianchi. The Australian government's independent regulator for online safety says so-called smart cars are being used by domestic violence perpetrators to track their victims. E-Safety Commissioner Julie Inman-Grant says the new tactic has been uncovered in reports to a service the Commission runs called the Technology Facilitated Abuse Support Service.
We've worked with about 400 domestic frontline workers for really complex cases. Why a woman or her children are being gaslit, cannot figure out why her ex-partner knows where she is. And we've pretty much seen everything under the sun, the gifting of iPads or iPhones with spyware on them. So again, we want technology to be a tool and a lifeline, not as a vector of abuse.
The eSafety Commission says comprehensive data is still unavailable to map the extent of this issue. It released a safety advisory warning about the use of internet-connected cars as a tool of surveillance in domestic violence cases. Listeners seeking support can contact the 24-hour National Sexual Assault and Domestic Violence Hotline, 1-800-RESPECT. In an emergency, call 000. US President Donald Trump says there is a good chance of a deal to end fighting in Ukraine following the latest US-Ukraine talks in Florida. American and Ukrainian officials have completed roughly 4 hours of discussions aimed at finding an endgame to the war between Russia and Ukraine. Ukrainian officials expressed gratitude for US support during the nearly 4 years-long war, but have provided no hints about what, if any, progress was made during the latest discussions. US Secretary of State Marco Rubio told reporters afterward, "The session was productive, but work remains in the search for a peace deal."
And so this is comprehensive, what we're working on here today. It's not just about the terms that ends fighting. It's about also the terms that set up Ukraine for long-term prosperity. I thought we started laying the groundwork for that, most certainly in Geneva. I think we built on that again today, but there's more work to be done. This is delicate. It's complicated. There are a lot of moving parts, and obviously there's another party involved here that will be a part of the equation, and that will continue later this week when Mr. Witkoff travels to Moscow.
A wage increase for staff in the early childcare sector comes into effect today, with up to $200 a week in extra money for full-time staff. It's the sector's second pay rise under changes announced by the Albanese government last year. Under the deal, the federal government has agreed to fund two pay rises, totaling 15%, and childcare centres employing these staff members agreed to limit their fee increases to no more than 4.4% over a year. Employment and Workplace Relations Minister Amanda Rishworth says changes to multi-employer bargaining resulted in this outcome.
Part of the way that this wage increase was delivered was through the workplace relations changes that we made. Really, our changes were to get wages moving and to reinvigorate enterprise bargaining. And through our supported bargaining stream, we've had the legislative mechanism to facilitate this pay increase to really recognise these workers.
New South Wales Police Sex Crimes Squad have charged 4 men for their alleged involvement in an international satanic child sex abuse material ring. Detectives from Strike Force Constantine uncovered a Sydney-based paedophile network actively involved in possessing, distributing and facilitating abuse material through a website administered internationally. The arrests were made after police executed 6 search warrants in Waterloo, Ultimo and Malabar at about 7 a.m. on Thursday the 27th of November 2025. The 4 men who have been charged have been refused bail. Police ask anyone with information to contact Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-000. And if you're impacted by the issues raised, support is available on Lifeline 13 11 14 and you can contact Bravehearts online or on the phone at 1 800 272 831. To sports now and in athletics. Nicola Olislagos has become the second ever Australian athlete to be honoured at the World Athletics Awards Gala after she was hailed as Female Field Athlete of the Year in Monaco. The 28-year-old high jumper from Gosford is the first Aussie to win in the annual awards since hurdler Sally Pearson was voted Overall Women's Athlete of the Year in 2011. She's told the Sports Passion YouTube channel she is grateful.
It just brought me back to when I was 20 years of age, and it was almost invisible to the rest of the world of what was possible, but it wasn't invisible to God. And for the future of Australia, just even with athletics, people will see the impact that we're able to make on the other side of the world. We have so much to give, and we can be not only competitive but impact the sport for the next generations.
American 400-metre sprinter Sydney McLaughlin-Lavrone won the Overall Female Athlete of the Year award, as well as being voted Women's Track Athlete of the Year. Pole vaulting great Mondo Duplantis won the equivalent men's award, as well as the male field eventer of the year gong. And those are the latest headlines from the SBS newsroom.